take a stroll, how to how. Take a stroll, how to how. Oh, Lord, stroll.
Thank you. spent all of my life loving you, and now you have proved to be untrue. I'm so in love, so what can I do? But I'm going to keep on loving you, because loving you, my darling, is all that I want to do. I made a lot of money, but what did I do with it? Thank you.
tuned to the Downtown Soulville Show on WFMU. I'm not going to complain about the cold weather. What I am going to complain about is how everybody's dropping dead. Oh my gosh. If you listened last week, you heard me do a tribute to one of my favorites, J.J. Barnes, Detroit soul singer extraordinaire, who died on December 10th. Devoted the whole show to him last week. Well, since then, I'm aware of three more soul music giants who've died, one of whom I just found out about today as I was running out the door to get to the station. So some very sad news. This show, I thought, had some structure, and now it's abandoned. I'm going to kick it off with a few Christmas records just for the heck of it. I don't always play Christmas records, but just a couple. Just a taste. Then we'll get to grimmer matters later. some Christmas music on the Downtown Soulville Show. That's all you're going to get for now. Those were the Gems. That was called Love for Christmas on the Chess label. Freddie King did I Hear Jingle Bells, one of his rare vocal 45s on the Federal label. He did mostly guitar instrumentals and some great ones at that. Bobby and Booby did Cool Cool Xmas. And the instrumental that kicked things off that we're hearing another bit of right now, TJ and the group on the great M&M label out of Chicago. This is called Ready Freddy. So I scrapped what I was going to do just now, and I'm going to do instead some more J.J. Barnes. Last week I played a whole show of J.J. Barnes. There are a bunch I really wanted to get to, including some that I like better than some of the ones I played. I mean, he made so many great records. Probably could do another whole show's worth without a drop-off in quality, but I've got a handful today anyway. Not a whole show. Without further ado, the late, great J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show.
Today I received those facts about you, baby. Yeah, they made me feel so low. I looked ahead dead in the eye. I tell me, how low can a man go?
J.J. Barnes on the Downtown Soulville Show. You probably think I'm crazy playing all these J.J. Barnes records after doing a whole show's worth last week, but I got to tell you, I love this guy's records, and I just want to get them all out of my system. So, we heard Sweet Sherry. That was an LP track on the Volt label. Came out on an album called Rare Stamps, which he shared with another Detroit soul singer, Steve Mancha. And that never really came out on a 45 except for this bootleg 45 that I have. I think it's a bootleg. I hope I'm not slandering anyone, but they made it look like an old Detroit Groovesville label. Came out of England. Sweet Sherry, the name of that one. J.J. Barnes, before that again, I'm Here Now That You Need Me. That's an unreleased Motown track that came out on the great 2-CD collection, A Cellar Full of Motown, Volume 3. As I mentioned last week, you should get every volume of that for high-quality, unreleased Motown records. It's amazing. Before that, on the Rick Tick label, I Think I Found a Love, and on the Buddha label, Evidence. And I'm not done with the J.J. Barnes. I got a few more. I got four more records I'm going to play. Starting with this one on the Magic Touch label. It's called Cloudy Days. Thank you.
I need you, darling, baby, please.
Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU. So there, I finally got J.J. Barnes out of my system for now. Four more of his records there. Lucille, that last one, that sounds unfinished. A mysterious unreleased recording from 66 or so, written by Popcorn Wiley and Tony Hester, Detroit songwriting stalwarts. recorded at United Sound, but not sure, you know, was that while he was at Motown not releasing anything slightly after that? I'm not sure. But it exists on a 45 out of England on the Haley label. Lucille, the name of that one. J.J. Barnes, again, before that, Hold On To It on the Revelout label. And So Called Friends, also on the Revelout label. Cloudy Days on Magic City. Rest in peace, J.J. Barnes. You can read about him in the Detroit Metro Times. It's at metrotimes.com. Just Google J.J. Barnes. Fascinating article that came out a few weeks ago. He died December 10th. And we will miss him. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there were several more sad deaths in the soul music world in the past week or so. I'm not going to do them justice. I'm going to play one record related to each. This is terrible of me, but it's all I could get together for tonight. Tom Bell, giant of soul music, basically architect of the Philly sound, piano player, singer, songwriter, producer, arranger. I'm going to play one record of his. It's The Intruders. He wrote and produced this. Rest in peace, Tom Bell. Of course, that was the Delphonics, not the Intruders, as I had said. Written, produced by the late, wonderful Tom Bell, who's basically, in large part, responsible for that Philadelphia sound we just heard there. Look him up, T-H-O-M Bell. Fascinating guy, well-loved, super highly regarded. Okay, as I mentioned, more deaths in the soul world this week. Southern soul singer Sam Hutchins, a member of the Masqueraders. Their later stuff, I think he joined around 1970 or so. So some Masqueraders records I've played on the show on like the La Beat label out of Detroit do not feature Sam Hutchins. But let's hear one Sam Hutchins record. Came out under his own name, not the Masqueraders, but I think it's the Masqueraders singing on it also. This is called I Can Make You Happy. Rest in peace, Sam Hutchins.
If you wanna cry, to a smile.
Whoops, I wasn't ready for that to end. Downtown Soulville Show, WFMU, the late Sam Hutchins. One of just so many sad deaths. Oh, man. In the soul world. So, as I mentioned, a third one that I found out about just as I was walking out the door to get here. And this one hits closest to home of these three for me. This is a guy I saw perform a couple times. And some of his records are among my very favorites. New Orleans legend Walter Wolfman Washington has apparently died. And here's a record of his.
I got to go to work. And by the time I got ready to eat, believe me, man, I would really be running grits, a little bit of grease, and one cup of coffee, and no kind of meat. I'm in Mickey Mouse boarding house.
Runny grits, a little bit of grease, one cup of coffee, and no kind of meat. Mickey Mouse Boarding House. That's the fair. They serve you there, apparently. Oh, boy. Rest in peace, Walter Washington, Sam Hutchins, Tom Bell, J.J. Barnes. Holy smokes. Okay, enough death and despair. Here's J.B. Troy.
I had to Now, okay, pass this over. Yeah. There's that old murmur in there. Come on, you.
Mr. Fine Wine here on the Downtown Soulville Show. WFMU in the background, the Martinis with an instrumental called Holiday Cheer. All it takes is some sleigh bells to make any instrumental into a Christmas record. Johnny Sales before this one did I Can't Get Enough of Your Love on the Chicago label St. Lawrence. Joe Simon, I Got a Whole Lot of Lovin'. And J.B. Troy, Live On. All right, let's hear a silly Christmas record.
Bye. people hear more and more music on
WFMU. Music. Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music. That's our middle name.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
Almighty God.
I just want you to hold me in a holler.
Can't find the words to say how much you mean to me.